do it. Come on, be a big girl. Do you want me to do it?
Let me compose myself. Ready. Hello and welcome back to Starting From The Pits. I am your host, Charlotte, and I am joined by...
Lily.
Hi. That was the worst thing.
I'm just saying my name.
I feel like an intro just isn't like the best way to do it anymore because people know what they're listening to right now.
You'd be like, oh, hello and welcome to Starting From The Pits with Charlotte and Lily.
There you go, that's my intro. Done. Let's jump into today's episode. Obviously, we had the Imola Grand Prix this weekend.
Yeah.
How did you find that? Did you have a great time?
Well, I actually sent you a text halfway through the race saying this is the most boring race I've ever watched. And I am someone that finds the best in F1 races. Like, I will take to the grave when someone tries to tell me F1's boring at the minute.
Yeah.
I really struggled until, obviously, the last 10 laps again to even find something to, like, keep me watching it, which is really odd for me because I will always look further down the field or what else is happening, and I couldn't. I don't know what was wrong, but I think it was the lack of overtaking. And then, obviously, at the end with, obviously, Lando, which we'll touch on, but and it's so annoying that there's only one DRS zone and one DRS detection zone, and I feel like maybe if they're going to be back next year, they need to change that.
I agree. Like, even just one more would have just helped it improve a little bit more, I think.
It was just an odd... I feel like the whole weekend, even in the other series, was building up to such a good race, and they say it's 100% chance of safety cars.
Yeah.
And it just... I also think we came off a really big high from Miami.
We had high expectations going into this weekend, and I think even if Lando would have won, like, I don't think anyone could have quite beaten last weekend.
And I also think him winning still wouldn't have took away from the fact that 50 other laps were the most boring 50 laps I've watched in a while. And I hope that makes people go back to, like, previous races in the season and be like, actually, that wasn't that bad of a race, because it wasn't compared to this.
It could be worse.
Yeah, but it was okay.
I will say as well, I actually did watch one of the F2 races, I think, this weekend. I don't know which one it was.
It was the sprint.
So they reverse the top 10, don't they?
Yeah.
Which confused me a bit at first. But
so I watched, they also do one lap. Well, it's kind of like, it's not one lap clock quali, but they don't have knockout stages. They just, it's whoever gets the quickest lap.
Okay.
But a lot of them got track limits. And
okay,
so like Victor Martins started from the back, Ollie Bem was meant to start from the back, but he's got reinstated, so it's always a bit interesting. But their race was quite poor as well.
I watched it, I thought, oh, this is actually quite entertaining. There was a lot going on, so considering I thought that was entertaining and that's classed as a poor race, maybe I should watch F2 more.
Well, I think it's because, like, Ollie is who I support in F2, right. And if you look at his F2 season, you will think, how is this the one everyone wants to do? And it's hard because, with F2, what I've seen is they have a really good season, and then the next season, it's like completely different. Like, Victor Martins was quite high up last season. He hasn't really been mentioned this season at all. The cars did change, and it's the same for Ollie. Like, it's just not been... As soon as these drivers come up from F3, like, the winners, like, it is, like, everyone's game. But that one race Ollie missed, which obviously is the best opportunity he could ever do, it has probably ruined his chance of winning the F2 this year, which... And a lot of people said, Jehan Dhirula, who's in... He's in FE now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He had a pretty good F2 season once, and then he was driving for... This is going to really test me. He had to sub in on an F1 team, and then his whole F2 season was changed because you have to, like, learn how to drive the cars differently.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame because I'm only watching these races a lot of the times for Ollie, and he obviously stalled twice in the pits, and his whole race was gone. And it's just, they had to restart the engine.
Okay, understood. It was funny because I was looking at the standings, because obviously I texted you and I was like, I thought Ollie Bowman was meant to be good. He's like P19 in the championship. And you're like, no, he is. It's just because of all the reasons you've just said. And I don't know where I was going. Oh, yeah, I was looking at the standings and I was like, I don't know any of these names. Like P1 is it Zane Maloney at the moment?
Yeah.
So I know that name. And then there was other names that were talking. I was like, why is nobody talking about these names? Like, I don't recognize anybody here.
A lot of them are at, who were at the top this season were in it last year, but just weren't very, like... Like, last year, it was all about, like, Frederick Vesti, Taya Polcher, Jack Dewin, all these ones that have now moved on. So, sorry, we just had some technical mic difficulties.
Technical
issues. But what were we saying? Yeah, so, also what happened in the F2, which I wanted to mention. So, during the pit, someone's tyre flew off.
Saw that.
And it actually hit mechanic, and he was just like... brush it off. But this is really, this is what I love about F2, like all these mishaps that happen that you'd be like in F1 you'd never see, but in yeah. F2 them drivers are paying to be in it,
right?
And it is about 1.5 to 2 million, so when the team messes what? Up for them, like I would not want to be in the meeting with like their pet whoever's paying for them to be
yeah.
And it always happens, like, tyres always fly off in F2, and you just think, like, that is, like, £1 million.
Oh, just, my God, I didn't realise it was that expensive to be in F1.
Yeah, you don't get paid to be in it. I think they get about £200 or something a race, and then they have to pay for all their travel.
They have to go on travel and, like, excess finance, I guess, won't it?
Some of them have sponsors, and obviously if you're in an academy, it's different.
But yeah.
I saw last year a few of the F2 drivers had to be changed because of lack of sponsorship.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
When you think about it, 1.5 to £2 million is a lot of money. And these yeah. some of these drivers are always like, oh, we've come from nothing, and they've built themselves up. And I'm thinking, where is this £2 million come from? But they have sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm like... Someone was on the podium this weekend who was the first, was he Paraguay driver to ever yes. stand on the F2 podium? And he was just so, it's just crazy to me that they work, I think they don't get enough respect because they are working their arse off to even
yeah.
have the slimmest chance to get to F1.
Yeah, everybody just assumes like it's just like F1, but not quite. And it's like there's so many differences between it that you don't realise quite how much effort and work goes into it.
It is crazy, but hopefully we'll see some of them on the grid next year with all the driver changes.
But maybe.
Well, Alex Albon announced that he was staying at Williams.
I know. Happy about that.
But did you see that they apparently had a chat with Valtteri Bottas?
I know. I saw it. I saw the pictures of him coming out of the thing, and I was like, oh, he could be going back to his roots.
I just think, like, I'd understand it, but it's like... Is this what's going to happen now? We just keep moving drivers.
Yeah, team to team.
And it's like, love Valtteri, but I just feel like that is a wasted opportunity for someone else.
No, completely agree. And also, I feel like Valtteri, like, he has so much more outside of Formula One now. Like, he could just go and do that instead. He's, yeah. you know, he's done the whole thing with, was it Uber Eats or Deliveroo or whatever. Yeah, he's clearly got a career. Outside of Formula One to go and do something else. So why waste that seat and not just let somebody else have that opportunity?
I think they're waiting for Kimi Antonelli, aren't they? Which is crazy, but I've accepted that Logan is not going to be here for the rest. I just hope they don't change him halfway through. I don't see the point in it. That Williams car is really bad. I don't think it's just Logan's yeah. ability. It's shown with Alex this weekend DNFing. I just think that car is actually... It's not worth replacing the driver mid-season because actually it's probably less of the driver's fault this season as it was a bit of last.
Yeah, and no, I agree. It's not like it's the Red Bull, is it? Like, it's not like a driver's no. difference. It's the car itself, so I agree.
Yeah, but that was interesting. They're just nowhere at the minute. Feels like Mercedes, but they've got the same engine, haven't they?
I think it's just the way the car's been designed. It's just not quite that. Speaking of car designs and Mercedes, actually, the Chief Aero has gone this weekend.
Oh, has he?
Which makes me then think, like, where do I want Carlos Sainz to go?
Oh, it's a because touchy subject. I saw something. Here you go.
I was going to say, it's such a touchy subject because, like, I'd love him to go to Red Bull because they are so competitive right now, but obviously we've not got Adrian Newey there anymore. My next best bet would have been Mercedes, but now we've not got their Chief Aero there. It's like, if he goes to Audi, yeah. they're not going to be competitive in their first year, let's be realistic. So it's like, what's he going to do?
Well, with, like, the team staff, they have to go on Gordon and leave. Like, I think people think that Adrian Newey's going to be at Ferrari in... if that's sadly not going to be the case.
No.
He's not
going
to have probably be able to work on another car till 2026, maybe 2027. So we need to settle on that one. But for me, I saw a tweet and it was like, if George Russell and Carlos Sainz were on the same team together, they'd just be down the radio going switch positions,
Oh my God, no. It's
which
like
is.
the number two drivers being in the same team together. It just doesn't
Yeah.
work.
I don't know where he's going to go.
I
I
don't know.
think Mercedes should be after him,
Yeah.
but I can't see Red Bull changing Perez. I feel like it's been quite quiet at the minute.
It has, but also like Perez is having a shocker of a season.
He's going under the radar because it's not as bad as last season.
It's not as bad, but we're also used to it now.
Yeah, it's not. If Lando is able to like fight with Max, and Max is clearly that car's not as reliable, you'd
No.
expect Checo to be up there with them in the battles.
Exactly,
And
at least being able to help Max out.
yeah, and sadly, I just don't think that's the case
Yeah.
anymore. But it's a shame. I used to really like Sergio Perez, and I
Same.
thought he was a really good teammate. And then at the start of last year, when they were neck and neck, I was like, I'm so glad this is finally, showing his true potential. And I just used to wonder, like, what has happened, because he is a really good driver.
Yeah.
And
He is.
I don't think it, I think it's wrong when people do criticize him to his like ability. Like, he's in that seat for a reason. But what has happened? Like, it's just crazy.
I completely agree. And I do think his time is coming, as in like his time is up. I do
Yeah.
think it's coming to an end. It's just whether they'll pull the plug next year and get Carlos in that seat. Because we've got to remember as well, like he does have family connections with Red Bull. Like his dad is sponsored by Red Bull as well.
Why is his
But
dad not? No, that's Carlos Sainz. His dad is with Aldi, isn't he?
yeah, Audi slash Red Bull. It's like a collab that they do
Yeah.
on Dakar. So yeah,
I
I'd
see.
love to see Carlos do Dakar. Actually, I'd love to see like
I
Science
could see
Senior
it.
and Science Junior doing
Oh,
Dakar Rally.
yeah. That'd be interesting. Because I saw Max Verstappen's post before, and he was talking about it because he was doing a 24-hour race this weekend, wasn't he?
Oh, can we just talk about the fact that Max Verstappen won two races in a weekend? Like, how crazy is that?
His dad do it with him as well.
Did he?
Well, he's tagged Joss in his Instagram, and
Oh.
I don't know if I'm seeing the wrong thing, but that's it. Just made me remind that he's just. I love Matt. I don't get how anyone can hate him.
I love Max.
Yeah, he's tagged like Joss in this post,
Oh.
but
I knew he
yeah.
was driving a BMW. That confused me for a
And
sec.
maybe he's actually driving an actual car. I can't tell the difference between the sim whatever race. I don't know what it's called. Like, is it AI racing that he does, or like, because it's
No,
not sim.
just iRacing.
I race. Yeah. So what's your staff been doing? AI racing.
Know, because I've gone on the Team Redline Sim page and it's got Max Verstappen tagged, Florian Liebre, I'm gonna well butcher that, Diogo Pinto, and Chris Lulham tagged. So
His dad must have been doing something else. Okay, move on. That must.
mental support.
I tried, but yeah, it's just so fun. That's what it'd be like. That's why I didn't win, because he was tired.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I'm kind of glad that Max did win just to say that he won two races in a weekend. Like, that is
He
pretty hard.
deserved that as well. They really
Yeah.
struggled in practice. He deserved that qualifying pole as well. And you could hear on the radio, you can tell when he is doing the maximum he can do. He's not just
Yeah.
winning by 20 seconds. Like, he earned that. He was trying his hardest to stay ahead. And one more lap, maybe Lando would have got it. But just interesting. This is the annoying thing as well. Like, that could have been sure. Like, when I kept nodding off and waking up, I was like, oh my God, Charles is gaining on Lando here. And it's just, they need to be. It's like Carlos has been very. Lando was very lucky in the position he was last weekend. Carlos was very lucky that he was in the position
Yeah.
when Max DNF'd. And it's always like, oh, come on, Charles, when's it going to be your time? Monaco?
No, he's never finished a lap in, not a lap, finished a race in Monaco. Like, even on the exhibition laps, he's never finished a race there.
He did finish last season. He's never been on the podium, has he? I'm not
Oh,
fact checking
yeah.
that.
I think prior to last year, he'd never finished a race because he even went round in that historic one, didn't he? And he crashed it on that.
Well, he got pulled, didn't he? Then couldn't take part in the race. Was that 2020,
Yeah.
2019?
I can't remember now, but yeah, I remember that.
Speaking of Monaco, like, I am a bit. I'm just really sad that we're not playing.
I'm so jealous of everybody going, but also I feel like it won't be the same vibe as when we went to the FE. I feel like the FE is a bit more like
Laid back.
Rogue,
Yeah.
whereas everyone's gonna be very posh and pretentious, and all the celebs will be there, and
Yeah.
it'll be a bit more like,
You actually can't afford a drink. So,
yeah,
but
that's
yeah.
very true.
I actually miss. So every year I miss qualifying because I go to the races. And sometimes I'm just like, that is. If you, there's one race weekend all season that you don't want to miss qualifying, it's Monaco.
Yeah.
And I've missed it for the past 4 seasons.
Well,
And
I
it's.
think I'm going to end up missing it as well because I'm at Donington Park this weekend.
So, because like I had it, I couldn't get a video of it, but I had the live timings last year, and I remember seeing Fernando Alonso go on pole, and I was running around. I was like, "Guys, guys!" And then Max put it on pole. But then afterwards, everyone was talking about this lap he did, and I was like, "What? What do you mean this is his best lap ever?" They're like, "Trust me, he found seconds out of nowhere." And I was like, "It's so annoying when you don't get to see something like firsthand.
Yeah.
You have to go watch it back."
I know what you mean.
But I am
Can we just
excited.
talk about the fact that I predicted Alonso to be on the podium this weekend? He started from the pits. And I was like,
And DNF.
okay.
Did he DNF in the end, or did they keep him out? I think they
Don't
kept him
know.
out.
But I remember when Alex DNF'd, and then you text me like 3 hours later, just like, since when did they DNF Albon? I was like, that happened ages ago.
Oh, honest to God. Aston Martin have really gone backwards, which is such a shame because I love when there's so many teams being competitive, and it's just like, what's happened? All that money, and it's just that's what everyone's saying, like, all this money, and you've actually gone the step backwards. And Fernando Alonso's obviously signed for another 2 years, and it's
Yeah.
just interesting.
It is, it is. I just, yeah, I feel like apart from the top maybe like three or four teams, everyone's just kind of a bit like, what now? I feel like everyone's just waiting for the new regulations now.
Yeah, which we have you worked out what they are yet?
No.
That maybe will be the topic of
That's a
next.
great
Like, yeah,
decision.
because I feel like people, everyone keeps talking about it, but does anyone actually know what it? There'll be people out there that know what it means, but we're
Yeah,
just like
like I'm discussing things with people. I'm like, yeah, but new regulations, and I'm like, I don't know what my
regulations.
regulations
Yeah,
are.
I know. And also, by the time it's new regulations, God knows what the grid's gonna look like, or even if we have another
Yeah.
team, and it's just like, please. I'm just trying to be optimistic about Monaco, and because
Yeah.
it could, like, I remember last year it was a really boring race again, and then the heavens opened,
Oh my God, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot the
and
Monaco ones.
Esteban Ocon was on the podium,
Oh my God,
so I'm optimistic for
he
sure.
was. Which would have been a good race.
Just a really good home race, please, just on the
Yeah.
podium, just on the podium.
Yeah, just on the podium. I think I'd be proud of him for just finishing the race.
Yeah, should we make some predictions? Because
Oh
the
God.
F2 are racing as well.
Okay, well, I know nothing about F2. How do the F2 races work? Like, did they get points from every race that they do?
It's the same point system as F1.
Okay, so they have a sprint race and then a normal race, the feature
Yeah.
race. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, F1 predictions. Let's. Oh, that was gonna be so hard. I do think Max is gonna be on there.
But it's so hard. I'm not as 100% sure on putting him first anymore, just because it's like this reliability is making me question it.
Yeah, I'm switching between Max and Lando for P1 because I really think Lando, that how good of a podium would that be if Lando got
What
P1?
about Oscar though? Because he is actually, he's just been very unfortunate because
Yeah.
he would have been next to Max, wouldn't he, on the grid, but got that 3-place
Yeah,
penalty.
true.
He
I do
also in Miami was in the better position.
know.
So, not to stir your things, but I have got a feeling that Oscar Piastri is going to come out on top soon.
Right, my initial, before you threw that spanner in the works, my initial podium was going to be Max, Lando, Charles.
Yeah.
However, given the Red Bull reliability, ooh, let's take that out the equation. Let's take Red Bull out the equation. Lando, Oscar, Charles.
Interesting. I'm really a bit rude. I know we've just been speaking about Perez, but I think he's. I was about to say he's really good in Monaco. He had the worst race ever last year. He was going everywhere. Oh, this is so hard. It's also like, obviously, you have to take into account who gets pole position, and I want to make a bold prediction.
Go
I
on,
want to
make
see
a
Oscar
bold one.
Piastri pole position in Monaco.
Do you know what? No, that's not that bold. That's not that unrealistic. You could have said Logan Sargeant, and that would have been bold.
Yeah. Well, don't talk to me
Oh.
about the sergeant. But yeah, I'm gonna go bold. I'm gonna go out there. Anything can happen in Monaco, and I think Oscar Piastri is going to get pole. That doesn't mean I think he's gonna. Everyone's always like, if they get pole, they win. But I feel like we've seen that be different the past couple of years. But
That's true.
yeah, I think Oscar will get pole, and then Max, Charles, Oscar on the podium. Lando's been too lucky lately.
All right, fair enough. It'll
And
just have to come
he's gave me heartburn for the past 2 weekends, so I need a break, please.
Have you seen that Lando's been going around saying like every race is his home race?
Is it Lando? Is it Oscar? Are you sure it's not Oscar?
I think it's Lando because he said that Belgium was his home race, and then he's like Silverstone's his home race. Now Monaco is his home race. I'm like,
No,
what?
it's Oscar Piastri. Oscar Piastri has tweeted, checking my family tree for any Monegascans. Are you sure it's not Oscar Piastri? Look at this tweet.
That it's Lando.
Oscar has tweeted, searching my family tree to find any trace of Monegasque roots. Two hours ago.
I've just put into TikTok Lando Belgium home race.
Yeah, he says Belgium is. Oh, and Oscar put, good time to mention that I'm 3/16ths Italian. So I think it might
Oh
be
yeah.
Oscar.
Oh, maybe I'm getting my wires mixed up. They look the same these days. Like they are. Have you seen the memes of them where they just look like the two possums from Ice Age?
Yeah, what's he called? Sid.
That one.
Sid the Sloth. The possum. Sid the Sloth.
No, not Sid, the two possums.
Who's Sid the Sloth then? Is that what everyone's putting as Max?
Or Pierre.
Speaking about Pierre, Esteban
One
Ocon and
minute
his
from
girlfriend
Ice Age.
are at the Cannes Film Festival.
Wait, wait, wait.
That's Oscar Orlando. I see it.
Sorry, what were you saying? Your signal went a bit funny and I got excited about that.
Esteban Ocon's at the Cannes Film Festival with his girlfriend, and she just looks stunning.
She is unreal, actually. They're quite nicely under the radar, them two.
This is the picture. Ooh. Esteban. This is her. Flavie.
Oh, unreal.
I actually text to the listeners, Charlotte, on Friday saying Kevin Magnussen looked quite in the press conference. He had his hair like flat.
I was like, send me a picture because I don't believe you. And she was like, he's gone now. And I was like,
That's like when you like someone your friend asks you to show them a picture of like the boy you're speaking to being like,
don't.
I swear he looks good in this one.
Find a picture and you're like in 2018.
That's so funny. As Monaco as a whole, I wonder what celebs are going to be there, just like what the vibe's going to be. Also, I just want to see what all the wags are wearing. This is
So
like my
true.
favorite place for like wag outfits.
This is like the Coachella for Formula One wags.
Yeah, like that
Excellent.
is where the iconic Meshki dress from Charles's girlfriend Alexandra and the dog. It's not just Charles' home race, it's
Oh
Lando's.
my God.
That
He can
dog.
walk.
That dog, but he can walk now, guys.
He can walk now. He's
Have you
allowed on
seen
the ground.
that TikTok where it's like, I have purse, and that is just
Yeah.
Charles with his dog.
I
I have
have dog.
purse. I have dog. I have cat. Did you see a quality story of it doing?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'd be so embarrassed.
I just.
Imagine. No, if you want to get the ick about someone, just imagine them picking up dog poo.
No, did you see his trainer had to pick it up with two cups?
Why didn't your mom come prepared for that?
He was just stood there like,
I don't have any poo bags.
That's what Shaw sounds like.
I absolutely, do you know what, when they first got the dog, I was like, this isn't odd to get a puppy middle of the season. But fair play.
Honestly, my dog's more than me this year.
Does it need a dog sitter?
No, I know. I'll happily take care.
I know. Hopefully it can be a good luck charm, but Charles needs a, he deserves a win.
He does. He needs one. It's been a while.
I know. So, everyone pray.
Fingers crossed. Also, it's actually another big weekend in racing, to be fair. Let's discuss some other series that's going on. So, obviously, we've got the Indy 500.
Oh, my God, is that this weekend?
Yeah. Which
you
it
know
always
how it works, because I get so confused with, like, the qualifying of it. Didn't they have something last weekend? Different drivers racing it, don't they?
Yeah, so this is my knowledge, my very limited knowledge on the Indy 500. So, this weekend was just gone, was the qualifying.
Yes.
And it seemed, whoa, that's not my voice. And it's and it seemed like it went on for ages. Like, we had it on the TV downstairs after F1 quali, and I was like, is this thing still on? Like, hello?
Well, it's, correct me if I'm wrong, they raced to 500.
Yeah, but it's quali.
Yeah, but I'm going to really do myself in.
They don't qualify for the 24 hours of Le Mans by doing a 24-hour race.
Fair, but is the Indy 500 500 laps or 500 miles?
I don't know.
Or am I just making up a random name?
No. Why
well,
is
500 laps
the Indy 500? 500 miles.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I'd love to get into IndyCar, but I think it's there's too many drivers in
it's
it.
It's so complicated. So, like you said, they've got part-time drivers. They've got full-time drivers. Vehicles,
or
and then
just
they've got,
do.
Yeah, and then they've got drivers that do the full season, drivers that just do the ovals, drivers that just do the street circuits, but then also they've got drivers that just come in and do the 500. And yeah. I'm like, where's the consistency? Because I cannot deal with this.
Marcus Armstrong just did street last year.
Yeah, and now he's doing ovals.
But now he's doing them all, isn't he?
Hmm, so... Okay, well, yeah.
Maybe I'll tune into that, hopefully.
Yeah.
What else is on this weekend?
British GT. I am heading there.
Exciting.
I'll be at Donington Park.
Hopefully
very excited
the weather is nice, but...
Yeah. It's meant to be nice, actually. I've got my outfits ready, and if it's not sunny, then I'll look a bit stupid in a skirt, but it's fine.
Well, hey-ho.
Hey-ho. I don't really know what the situation is with that, to be honest. I don't know who's looking good. I know the Lamborghinis are looking good in Alton Park, but that's as far as I know at the moment. I need some more research. What else is that? Let me console the racing lineup, and that will tell us.
This tells me all the racing. Effie is not. It's in Shanghai.
Shanghai. We're in China.
Are they? Who is leading the Effie at the minute?
I think it might be Mitch Evans.
Sam Burns as well.
He is. The bird is back. That's the big ones.
Interesting. And then we've got a break for F1. And then it's...
Canada. We do.
It's not long at... Charlotte's coming to the British Grand Prix.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so after our last conversation on the podcast, I was like, do I do it? Do I not? Do I do it? And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get that much FOMO that it's going to kill me if I don't go. So I was like, do you know what? I'll just come.
I'm so excited. I'm more excited for the actual racing or the fact Kingsley on a plane because...
See, I'm not going to be there for that.
It's my favourite brand. So, very excited.
Rudy Bentley will be there on the day I am.
No, it's Pete Tong, isn't it? On the Sunday.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Rudy Bentley. Yeah, they are. Stormzy's there.
I know. I'm just so excited for the vibes.
I know. Well, like, I did it last year. I bought a ticket last minute because I didn't want the FOMO. Best decision I ever made. And there's just... I always think, like, oh, everyone goes on about it, but there is nothing like the atmosphere at the British Grand Prix. Coming for someone that's done Spain, someone that's been watched a race in Monaco, the British Grand Prix is like nothing else.
Okay. Noted. All right. Oh, I'm scared.
But I left and I smiled the whole 4 hours home.
4 hours? It took you 4 hours to get home?
That's a lie. It was two.
2 hours.
It did pour down with rain, though, to the fact that there were 3 lanes in the motorway. There was only one, and it wasn't in a lane because it was like flooded.
Oh.
So that's my PTSD from the British Grand Prix. But
we know what the weather's meant to be doing. Is it looking all right? I know we're in like
May. Don't know, but it always rains. So, but okay, it rains and then it shines. So you just got to say,
I might just take one of those. You know those like plastic sheets.
Well, I wore shorts, a jumper, and then I had to get changed into leggings and a waterproof halfway through. And I just lay on the floor with a picnic mat over me. And it was going on for an hour. And I just lay there. And what was going, Brad Pitt must have been driving around the track at the time, or they were filming. Yeah. And I just lay there in silence for an hour. And then it stopped, and then it was sunny. So,
well, let's hope that it'll be gorgeous when we're there.
Let's hope. Right.
I'm so excited. This has been a fun episode. I feel like we've covered actually like genuinely interesting topics.
We will. I feel like because there's a gap now after Monaco, we will dive into teaching each other some stuff. What did you say you were going to learn? Oh, the new
endurance.
We need to go over endurance because that is your forte.
Wow. Well, I'll teach
a bit more about the feeder series.
Yeah. And I think my experience, because I don't know if I've mentioned, I am going to the Nürburgring 24. So hopefully with that experience under my belt, I'll know a lot more about endurance racing.
That is so interesting.
I'm so excited. Basically, whatever Max did on the sim this weekend, I'm watching in real life.
Yeah, in real life. I can't wait to the day like he does go off and do that, because it'd be so interesting to see like the difference between his like fitness and stuff. So I'm waiting for the now generation of drivers to then go off and do Le Mans, because I can see a few of them doing it, and it'd be interesting.
100%. Right, let's wrap this up. This has been good.
It's been good. Fingers crossed for Monaco. Great weekend if anyone is going.
Yeah,
have fun. I'll be drinking out my Monaco cup.
Yes, me too. Great idea.
All my tears.
No lemon jello spritzers today.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.